Let's look at the political future of Iraq's current Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki. After Iraq signed a security agreement with the United States last week, some Iraqi analysts worry that Maliki's power may become too great. Juan Cole is a professor of modern Middle East history at the University of Michigan, and he blogs about foreign affairs, especially Iraq. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, are you one of those who are worried that Nouri al-Maliki might get too much power and become another dictator?
Well, it would be a startling reversal of fortunes if true. Iraq has suffered from lack of a government since 2003. Al-Maliki seems to have gotten control at last of the military, and he has been deploying it in places like Basra and Amara, Sadr City, with some effectiveness, and that has raised these questions. I think that the prime minister can ask the army to do something and that it does it is in itself so worrisome as a good sign.
Well, given the fact that Iraq is in the middle of a war and is fighting extremist forces, doesn't Maliki need to have a strong hand with the military?
He is trying to impose central government rule on a country that hasn't had it since Saddam fell and which resents it, doesn't want it, and which is fighting back against him. But to that extent, you know, there are trade-offs. There's less freedom, but more order. And in a place like Basra, for instance, they'd suffered from militia rule.
And I guess is the worry that once calm is restored, if it is restored, there is more order, that Maliki won't back off in having a strong hand with the military.
Right. The question is, how far will he go? He has also established his own militias, tribal militias, which are loyal to him personally, and that's the thing that I think has most worried people.
This new agreement calls for the withdrawal of U.S. troops by 2011. Is there a valid fear that once U.S. troops leave, that the country will dissolve into civil war?
I would argue that the country has been fighting several civil wars while the U.S. troops have been there. Baghdad, for instance, has witnessed a major demographic battle between the Sunnis and the Shiites, which the Shiites won last year fairly decisively. I think Baghdad is now 75-80% Shiite. It had been about 50-50 when the U.S. first came. And this happened under the nose of the U.S. troops. There was nothing they could do about it. It happened at a micro level in neighborhoods and so forth. But the kinds of struggles that are likely to happen are ones in which the U.S. would have had difficulty intervening in any case, and would be like the struggle in Baghdad in which they were unable to stop the ethnic cleansing.
What are the implications for the United States if Nouri al-Maliki does become a strong dictator in Iraq? Are these necessarily bad implications for the United States?
Well, for Iraq to have a relatively strong central government is not a bad thing for the United States. Al-Maliki, so far, has been favorable to the United States in his policies. What the U.S. will want from Iraq as it withdraws is that it not be a wholly owned subsidiary of the Ayatollahs in Iran, but al-Maliki's Islamic Mission Party, the Dawah Party, is an Iraqi homegrown lay party. It's not a clerical party, and the kind of government that al-Maliki is establishing, were it to assert itself in Iraq, has certain virtues for the United States. It's not what the Bush administration had been going for. It's not a secular state. It's not. It is a Shiite fundamentalist state.
Not a beacon of democracy in the Middle East.
The problem is that as Iraq has evolved, there are three ethnic blocs: the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds. People so far in Iraq have been unwilling to vote across those boundaries in any large numbers, and they have scorned secular parties. So if that's the way politics is going to happen in Iraq, even if you have regular elections, even if you have what we would think of as democratic procedures, then the Shiite majority of 60% is always going to assert itself. And al-Maliki has been able to make use of that.
Juan Cole is a professor of modern Middle East history at the University of Michigan and author of the forthcoming book, Engaging the Muslim World. Thank you very much.
Thank you, madam.